A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus looked up, he saw some wealthy people putting their offerings into the treasury, and he noticed a poor widow putting in two small coins. He said, "I tell you truly, this poor widow put in more than all the rest, for those others have all made offering for their surplus wealth. But she, from her poverty, has offered whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. A young woman brought her fiancé home to meet her parents. And after dinner, her father asked the young man to go to the living room for a chat. And the father said, "So what are your plans for the future?" The young man replied, "I'm a theology scholar." Admiringly, father said, "Well, but what will you do to provide a nice home for my daughter?" "And I will study theology, study God, and God will provide," the young man explained. "And how will you afford to raise the children?" the father asked. "And God will provide," the young man said. So the man left the living room, and the mother asked her husband, "So how did it go?" "Very well. I like him. He has no money or employment plans," the father said. "But on the other hand, he thinks that I am God." And we are in the last week of the liturgical year, and the readings of the week help us to reflect about what are the elements that help us to improve our spiritual life, improve our relationship with God and with one another in this coming new year. So in today's Gospel, the story of the widow giving her two last coins, giving all her possessions, really make her herself totally dependent in God. And even though she was considered the poorest of the poor, but being poor did not destroy her trust and belief in the power and love of God for her. She came to the temple to pray, to offer God what she had, like the other Jews. So she currently has a close relationship with God, despite all the suffering she had to bear in her daily life. So today we can learn from the widow in the Gospel, first about her faith in God. Even though she was considered a person who was not blessed by God under the eyes of the other Jews, but she still came to the temple and prayed to God. And her faith in God certainly is a lesson for us to learn. Secondly, her generosity. Even though she was a woman who was in need of receiving charity, yet she had her heart to give. And her generosity is another lesson for us to learn too. So today we can ask ourselves how often we remember to pray to God, especially in the time, in the difficult times. Is our giving a sacrificial giving or faithful giving to God and to others? So my our New Year resolutions will include these two important elements. Remember to pray to God in whatever conditions, and also have faithful giving to God and to others in this coming New Year. Amen. Amen.